True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
No! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is.
You made a deal
the
with
morning
the devil.
Roast, man. Yeah. On 95.7, the game.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
Where's that guy at after that loss? Spurs, 114. Golden State Warriors, 111. And the Black Falcon rises from the ashes. Harrison Barnes, the game winner over Jimmy Buckets. Wow. Spurs outscore the Dubs 38-23 in the fourth quarter. And from controlling your own destiny, Joe Shasky, to now relying on the Minnesota freaking Timberwolves to try and beat the Grizzlies, who if they win out, if Memphis wins out, you are going to be a play-in team. Wow. What a difference 24 hours makes. Halfway home here on a Thursday. Good morning to all of you. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, the weekend, whatever. Panic setting in for Dub Nation. Is panic setting in for you? Losers of two of your last three now, if you're the Golden State Warriors, and none bigger than that loss last night to a non-playoff, non-play-in team in the San Antonio Spurs without Wembanyama or De'Aaron Fox. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Just such an awful loss. I mean, you've had so many opportunities to gain a game, and make some of these games down the stretch not matter. And you're going to look back, and if Sunday is a loss or they lose on Friday and they're in this play-in and nothing, like, we are going to pick apart the final month of the season. I just.
Well, you know what we'll do? Now, real quick, you know what we'll do? If they get into the play-in scenario, well, this isn't the worst thing, because if you beat the T-Wolves, you take on the Rockets, and I like our chances. You'll always do that as a fan. You'll keep, because, Joe, remember this time last year what we were doing? And it sounds absurd given how the season ended. You know what? We could go on a deep run. We could go on a run. We could beat the Thunder in a first-round series if we beat the Kings, right? It seems laughable. Like, but that was the conversation, so we'll do it as fans.
We're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
That was last year. I'm just saying. Jay Schleprock, Dave, we'll get to you in a second. 888-957-9570. Anthony Slater going to be joining us in 25 minutes, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Anthony Slater covers the Warriors for The Athletic for 95.7 The Game, and he was at the game yesterday. Want to get his thoughts on the playoff scenarios, on the play-ins, all of it, as it is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Six-minute mark. You're up 97-91. You have a six-point lead. A six-point lead.
Yep.
Then, at the five-minute mark, you're up 99-96.
Clutch game.
4:35 to go. Pods checks in. Draymond checks in. Your closing lineup. You're up 101-99. Again, you're trading buckets back and forth. Now you're up 103-102. Then the Spurs go up 104-103. And then you trade back and forth the lead. It's 107-107. You've got the ball. After some terrible shots, terrible turnovers, it's 107-107. Mm. Pods is wide open. Draymond forces one to Steph Curry. Just a terrible pass. It's terrible. He makes a hell of a play to like negate a layup.
Right.
Jimmy Butler gets fouled. You go up two. Keldon Johnson backs down, the guy who's been campaigning for the Defensive Player of the Year all year, and hits a lefty hook. The theme here is they're executing, they're getting stops, they're maximizing opportunities, you're squandering them.
And why are they doing that, and they have nothing to play for anymore, except for pride at this point? They don't have their two best players. And I get it. Veteran, like Harrison Barnes has played in big moments. He's a champion. Great. Like, I'm not even looking at Harrison Barnes. Devin Vassell is sneaking behind you.
Keldon Johnson is doing a lefty hook.
Who's Blake Wesley? He was making plays yesterday.
I don't know. But, like, it's tie game. 32 seconds left. Maybe you go 2-for-1. Let's get a good bucket. And then Curry's inbounding the ball, and he just throws it away. Yeah. And Butler is guarded. He makes the difficult pass. They don't get it in. And now you give them the ball.
And what do they do?
They end up scoring.
Yep.
And that was that play where Steph Curry is guarding Castle, and Draymond falls asleep off ball. The guy slips from one block to the other, and bang, layup. You get lucky, and Harrison Barnes fouls Draymond Green. Now, we're all thinking the same thing. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Draymond hit these free throws.
Exactly.
And he does. And then Harrison Barnes hits a ridiculous shot with Jimmy Butler draped all over him. But again, the common theme. Your big dogs squandered opportunities. You didn't execute. You gave up buckets. They made the most of their opportunities. We could argue about the second quarter, the fourth quarter. We could argue about the lineups that they put out. You had chances time and time again with the game on the line, and you didn't execute.
It's unacceptable.
I mean, it is what it is, and it makes me livid. And then now I go, all right, well, what does that mean for the season? I don't even know where I'm at with this team. Yesterday I believed. Today I'm not really sure. I don't even know. They're a grab bag team right now. I don't know what's coming out of the bag.
Did yesterday's loss shake any faith that you had in this team making a deep playoff run? I look at it right now, given the scenarios, the urgency, we played the sound, we're going to play more from it. The lack of grit and urgency I saw late from that team with the lazy turnovers, with not paying attention defensively.
Bombing threes,
the shot selection, all of it combined.
Not boxing
the
out.
The entire team has to wear this one. Listen, everyone wants to do the blame game, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's Pajemski, whether it's Moody. No, that's a team loss.
Exactly.
You win as a team,
totally
you lose
agree.
As a team.
Totally agree.
And that was a team loss. Not anyone is above blame from yesterday's loss, whether that's Jimmy Butler, whether that's Stephen Curry, whether that's Draymond Green, whether that's Steve Kerr, quite frankly. Everyone has to wear that one. As we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You know what? I needed a few drinks from Laughing Monk after watching that game.
So, like, Pods had a bad game. We were praising him as a station, as a community, as a fan base yesterday. He had a bad game. A bad floor game. Like, I don't think the numbers really show you. He was horrible defensively.
He had a great celebration, though, at one point. A little Karate Kid action.
Missed some big threes. The shot's not going to fall every night. Like, I get it, you know, but I thought he had a really bad floor game. Moses Moody can't hit water right now. He's shooting under 30% his last 13 games. And the guy just, he just can't do a lot from beyond the arc right now. Now, he is playing solid defense at times. He had a nice dunk, but I don't think it was a Moses Moody good game.
He's wandering the desert.
Outside of, you know, the first two stints for JK, which I thought were good, you know, he had a couple balls stripped from him. He wasn't great. He was good. He wasn't great. Jimmy, I thought, kept them in this game with the free throws, but situationally, he made a couple of mistakes. He got stripped.
Let me ask you about Jimmy Butler's game real quick. I got to be careful. I'm not crushing. He was a second leading scorer. He had 28 points.
He stabilized things in the fourth quarter.
He did stabilize some things, and he slowed it down. And again, this is what we were talking about, Jimmy Butler getting him, right?
He hit a big three.
He hit two threes. He was two for two.
But I'm talking about in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was going to say, he hit two threes, though. When you get a Jimmy Butler game where he hits two threes, you kind of feel like we're not going to get a lot of those.
I know.
Can we win those ones? 8 shot attempts for him. Something or nothing for you.
Well, no, here's what it is. It is something. Because the non-Curry minutes, it's him and Draymond. Everyone's going to isolate JK. Dre and Jimmy play together a lot, and teams are sagging off them. And the other guys that you play alongside them really matter. Not having Quentin Post is huge. Moody not finding a shot is huge. So it's limiting, and Pod's not having a shot as well. It's limiting the combinations you put out there. If it's JK, Butler, and Dre, those are 3 non-shooters. If it's Looney, JK, and Butler... JK and Butler.
There you go. Yeah. You got it. You got
it's
it.
Three non-shooters. Yes, Looney, JK, if it's good. Dre, Jimmy, and TJD, non-shooters.
Yes.
Buddy's got to hit shots. Pods has got to hit shots. Moody's got to hit shots. JK did hit a three in this game, too, which is kind of crazy. Like, again, the combinations you play alongside those two, as teams are realizing, we're going to sag off you, we're going to pack the paint, and we're going to basically force you into late shot clock grenade tosses across the court. Their offense is going to be stymied.
Jimmy Butler, after the game, after Harrison Barnes hits a 3-pointer in his face.
We need a shot. It's part of the basketball game. Man, this ain't going to be the reason we lose ever. It's never going to come down on one possession. But made an incredible shot.
He did.
Made incredible.
I thought it was as good a defense as you could play.
Tip in the cap. Great shot selection, great shot make.
It came down to a tie game with them having the ball with 3 seconds to go. That's why I go back.
And you got a gift from Harrison Barnes fouling Draymond there. It might even come down to that.
And I liked Steve Kerr not calling timeout down 2 in that situation because I thought you were going to basically force an inexperienced team to scramble mode play defense. You want Curry with the ball in his hands with the clock running down. I like that. We could pick that apart. I don't know, but I like that. But I go back to 7-minute mark, you had a 6-point lead. 5-minute mark, you had a 4-point lead. You know, the last 4 minutes with your top dog, top best lineup out there, who played almost all collectively 10 overlapping minutes with each other, you did not execute multiple times. And the Spurs, credit them. The young, athletic Spurs got into the lane. They got shots that they wanted. They got wide-open threes. They hit those. They got turnovers. They created turnovers.
If you're waking up this morning, you're wondering what's going on in the West after the Warriors lost to the Spurs yesterday, I'll tell you. Lakers are the 3 seed. Nuggets are the 4 seed. Clippers the 5 seed. Grizzlies 6. And then the Golden State Warriors are the 7th seed in the Western Conference. We got some calls here before we get to Anthony Slater in about 15 minutes. 888-957-9570. Are you panicking after the loss yesterday? Is panic setting in? Is it a one-off? Are you feeling fine? I don't know if you can feel fine after that loss because it was an eye-opener in multiple levels for me. When a team doesn't have their 2 best players and they still go out and beat you when you have all your big boys. I know Gary Payton wasn't there. I know Quentin Post wasn't there. But why did my guys shrink in that moment and the Stephon Castles and Harrison Barneses of the world step up? There's a lot of questions to be had after a game like that. 888-957-9570. Let's get to Jay in the Bay real quick,
Joe. Let's go to
Jay. He's been hanging on real quick and Schlepprock, all these guys. I want to get to these calls. Jay, what you got, man?
Well, first, I'm a female, and my panic level is at 9.5 because of the sloppy turnovers of Dre and Steph at the end of the game. And the second thing is, when they did those turnovers, I started hearing the Harlem Globetrotter music. Are you kidding me? They got to clean that up, man. And it was tied and spent. That's all I got. They got to clean that up.
I totally agree.
Jay in the Bay on fire. And excuse me, Miss Jay in the Bay. Let's go. I love that.
What I don't want to hear today is like blaming Kerr for rotations. We call timeouts situational offense. I'll listen to criticisms. We can pick that apart because you know what? They turn the ball over.
You blame everyone. Like but, everyone is at fault yesterday.
But Joe, what I don't want is Kenny Santos' his fault because he didn't play good. It's Jonathan Kuminga's fault. It's TJD or Kevon Looney. Guys, the big dogs
it's played. Shanahan.
Again, I got the fourth quarter minutes right here. Okay. 9 minutes for Moody, 12 minutes for Butler, meaning he played the whole quarter, 9.5 for Dre, 10.5 for Pods, 9 for Curry. Their best lineup, they were minus 17, minus 15, minus 13, minus 11, minus 7.
Possibly.
I don't love playing the plus-minus game, but I think that speaks volumes. Yesterday's game, the top dog lineup really, and look, the second and fourth quarters, they lost big leads, but you had that game late, multiple opportunities to overcome it. Turnover, bad pass, turnover, failed to recover defensively, give up a wide open three, miss a couple of threes. Like, guys, you got to execute.
And what hurts even more with that loss is looking up the minute allocation for your big boys. 37 minutes for Steph, 38 minutes. And you're saying, oh, why does that matter? You know, that you can't be tired. No, well, you can. You can say that. These guys are older. Stephen Curry is 37 years old and played 37 minutes in a loss. That stuff hangs over potentially when you're traveling up to Portland. I get it, short flight, but you're on the road. You're going to have to exert more energy. And again, these teams have nothing to play for. It's just like in football, guys. They're playing for their contracts in the summer for another team. These guys are auditioning right now, and there's a lot of young legs with athleticism and size that you're going to be seeing, especially in Portland. We know them very well. They are more than capable of beating you, and now you're looking at two losses in a row, potentially, and you've already lost two of your last three. Schleprock is down in Monterey. My neck of the woods. What you doing down there in Monterey, Schleprock? What you got? Schlep! Once, twice, gone. Maybe he's at the aquarium. They don't have great service over there. That's okay. Checking out the sea otters, checking out the penguins. Not mad at that. Dave is in Fresno, wants to join in the conversation. What you got, Dave? Spurs 114, Warriors 111.
Yeah, you know, last night it was a concern, but it's been a concern of mine with this team dating before Jimmy and even after Jimmy. It's just the inconsistent threat of the offensive game. I've called numerous times, and there's just no consistent pecking order after Steph. And Jimmy, to me, has been more of a glue guy since he's been here. You know, I don't trust this free throw game in the playoffs. I think if we're going to be a threat, now he's been a good addition, but if we're going to be a threat to win a championship, they need a consistent threat outside of Steph. It just needs to be consistent, whether it's Jimmy, Kuminga, it doesn't matter who it is. It just needs to be more consistent. And if we're banking on Jimmy to get 15 free throw attempts a game to be his main point production, then we're gonna be in trouble. So that, to me, that's been a concern before and after Jimmy, is they don't have a consistent threat outside of Steph, and that's too.
I will say real quick, David, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I will say in regards to that, and thank you for the call, I can't bank on a lot of those free throws to this point. Like, you're not going to be getting 17 free throws in a playoff series and playoff game. Like, they just don't call it that way. Like, you rarely see that many free throw attempts for guard play, right? Or like as a four or something like that. Like, maybe with Hack-a-Shaq or like big boys, sure. But you can't, to his point, be banking on free throw shooting all the time. He's going to have a game here or there where he's going to have to take it over and shoot the ball a little bit more. But that, we're asking him to do something he hasn't done as a Warrior. Like, so I don't know if he's going to be that guy. And again, he's calling him a glue guy. I think he's much more than a glue guy. He does a lot defensively as a facilitator. He's been their second best player, as far as I'm concerned, outside of Stephen Curry, overall in the totality of his play. But yeah, the Jimmy Butler experience heading down the stretch is going to be very interesting when they get and if they get to a series. But I'm just reacting off of yesterday. Like, he was one of the big reasons why they were in that game, just getting to the line and putting pressure defensively on San Antonio.
Absolutely. And then, you know, a big out, like, we talk about the offense and all the turnovers. I thought defensively, they were awful at the top of the key, allowing people to get into the lane, and then it becomes a 4-on-5, a 3-on-5 in terms of defense scrambling. They really did a poor job stopping ball, staying in front of their man, and closing out. I thought it was a big issue yesterday throughout the majority of that game. Again, another younger, more athletic team. This is why these playing games, like, really bug me. Like, in terms of, like, the frighten factor. Because one-offs, you're tired, you don't have the proper rest. In a seven-game series, you can have a night like this and you can overcome it in a series, right? In these one-game playing scenarios, you have one of these, this costs you a game. Then you have, let's say, a bad shooting night, and that costs you a game. Yep. And then your season's over.
Steve Kerr, you're talking about the defense. Steve Kerr felt the team never had control of them defensively.
I just felt like we never, you know, other than the first 5 minutes of the game and the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, I never felt like we had control of them defensively. So we left the door open. We know they're a really good three-point shooting team. They made 17 last night against the Clippers and hung in there and gave them a tough game. So this was not a surprise to see this kind of effort from the Spurs. But we couldn't contain them defensively. And when you do that, you leave the door open for shots like they hit, like the one Harrison hit at the end.
Going Bruno Mars is going to leave the door open there, and they did, and Harrison Barnes knocked down 3 points, 6 of 9 overall from him from beyond the arc, 20 points, and he was knocking down threes ad nauseum, it felt like, in that fourth quarter. We got Anthony Slater at the 9 minutes here. Let's get some of these calls.
CP3 in the second quarter destroyed them.
He did. He was really hitting big shots.
He fought them back. And
he was talking smack the entire time, too.
I thought that the individual matchup between CP3 and Pods in that second quarter really allowed San Antonio to get back into that game and for CP3 to get other players involved as well as himself. Pods needs to go back, watch the film, and he had a really bad game. And to me, it's forget the offense. You're going to miss shots in the corner. It's all right. Your shots fall or they don't, whatever. Defensively, he is playing certain guys way too tight at the top of the key and then chesting them and letting them go right around him. He cannot do that. He has got to dedicate himself to getting lower, backing off some of these guys that are faster than him. I mean, if CP3 is blowing by him on a crossover.
50-year-old Chris Paul.
I'm being real. Like, if we're going to have a sit-down with Pods, like, I like Pods a lot. He needs to go look at that second quarter film of his defense against CP3. CP3 had 12 points, 3 threes, and he allowed him to get others involved. And it started with dribble drive penetration.
Let's go out to Schlepprock. We'll try again down in Monterey. Maybe he was at the aquarium. I don't know. Schlepp, how are we feeling about last night's loss?
Very disappointed, shortcomings, but I'm going to go back to the last segment when you played the Draymond clip with Curry and then the Curry clip after the game, after losses, and it's they talk, but they never use the word I. Mm. And last night, the word I should have been in their context because it was because of them that they lost, and they lost that game in the last 4 minutes with bad passes, bad decisions. It came down to two teams trying to give the game away in the last 4 minutes because the Spurs, they were throwing balls out of bounds. They were ill passes and ill choice to foul right there to give Draymond two shots. He made them. To me, they both were trying to give the game away, but when you're a team like the Warriors and you're in that position to stay in the playoffs and to dish out a throw away the whole game except for the last 4 minutes, that's unacceptable for Draymond and Clay or Curry to play like they did. And it was so disappointing to see that because it's like the air just being let out of the balloon. Totally. And I think that's what it sounds like at the stadium, too. Love your guys' show. Keep it up. Let's see what they do in these last two.
Great call, Shrublock. You know, they called timeout. It's a tie game. They've got a sideline inbounds right near the bench. Curry's the inbounder, which I'm fine with. I know everyone's losing their minds, but like I'm fine with it because then you can get him the ball right back, right? It's difficult for a guy defending the inbounder after the ball has been inbounded because you're always going to have a tendency to turn and find out where the ball is and then stay with the guy who was just the inbounder. Like it's easy to get him to get a little receive back in. So whatever. I mean, he just made a horrible pass to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, the defender, was fronting him, and he threw it low right into the hand of the defender on a bounce pass, which the bounce pass can be a great pass in that situation. I didn't think they had the right angle on that play, and I thought he could throw it up court, meaning into the back court. It's just bad. It's just really bad. How's that on some of these other guys. That's on Curry and Jimmy in that situation, or whoever, to get open.
Let's ask Anthony Slater on the other side. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. Philmo, Chuck, we'll get to you before we get to Slater. 888-957-9570. Are you panicking after that loss to the San Antonio Spurs as the Warriors no longer control their own destiny for a playoff spot? They are currently the seventh seed in the Western Conference. What a difference 24 hours makes. We'll talk to Anthony Slater about it on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Are you kidding me?
Have you been in a car accident? Chilton Auto Body is 15 convenient Bay Area locations to help restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Chilton Auto Body is also actively hiring for all positions. For more details, head to ChiltonAutoBody.com, the Bay Area's leader in collision repair.
It's Spadoni here. We're going to talk about the Oakland Roots. You know why? Well, they're facing off against FC Tulsa this Saturday in Oklahoma, April 12th. Catch the game on KTVU Plus or ESPN Plus, but all the home games are going to be at the Oakland Coliseum this season, and it's been great. Whether it's a day game, whether it's a night game, bring the blanket, bring the sunblock, it doesn't matter. The tailgates have been on fire. I'm loving it, and you will too. Show your Bay Area and your Oakland pride. I've lived there the last decade. My kids were born in Oakland. We are all Oakland out. We love it. Catch a Roots game. You can go to OaklandRootsSC.com today to get your tickets. Well, I never said that.
I mean, Daniel Lurie's at least genuine. Let's talk about someone who's not genuine. Like, at least compare me to Gavin Newsom, a non-genuine human being.
He's got great hair, though, so I'll give him that. Anthony Slater, also great hair. He's going to be joining us right now, courtesy of
Gavin,
the Browns.
I'm allowed to have a haircut. None of you can go outside of your house.
He's going to be Bruce Wayne vibes. If he was going to be cast as Superhero, he'd probably be Bruce Wayne. All guests
He's
on
got the rich
the
dude vibes. Yeah, that's for sure.
Stop. All guests on 95.7 The
he
Game
lost
appear
the
on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Anthony, good morning to you. Wow, what a loss. Warriors have now lost two of their last three. And all of a sudden, 24 hours ago, it was this great scenario, right? You were a playoff team. Brandon Pajemski, wow, is he the best three-point shooter in the league? Well, he's playing like it. He has a stinker yesterday, though. The young guys don't really show up. The old guys made mistakes. And all of a sudden, you're the seventh seed in the West. I just threw a whole poo-poo platter at you, Anthony. But I say all that to say good morning to you. And your overall takeaway from last night's loss was what?
Bad. I think I'm on now. It was horrible. Loss. Potentially, as you mentioned, like kind of cataclysmic from a I guess ramification standpoint if things go really poorly, but generally.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like, Memphis is going to lose one of their next three, I think. So, you know, you win the next two, you're the six, you're probably playing the Lakers. Even if you don't, you're in the 7-8, which would, you know, you would blame this loss on being in the 7-8. You just win the 7-8, and then you play the Rockets in the first round, and nobody's talking about Harrison Barnes' shot. I mean, there's a chance this loss really doesn't matter that much. But obviously, like, if things go really poorly in the next week, you'd probably blame this night.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can go back and I'm going to be picking apart a lot of different losses and just effort levels in general at different points in the last 2 months. 4 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think it was the 4:35 mark. They subbed in Moody, Steph, Butler, Pods, and Dre. That was the lineup, essentially, with Draymond coming in, Pods coming in. And they were exchanging baskets and turnovers with the Spurs back and forth. What was with the execution? I mean, I've got so many things. I mean, to turn up, Curry missed three, Butler stripped, Draymond Curry combined for a turnover on a possession. The Draymond awful turnover forcing it to Steph Curry, and then the Curry inbound pass off a timeout. There's so many little plays by the big three that were so frustrating, but mixed in there, you know, Steph hit a crazy layup. Jimmy Butler hit some free throws. Draymond Green made a defensive stop. Is it too much to say, like, just the top dogs didn't execute?
Yeah, which, by the way, is like, it's been, like, kind of calm in the last few years, right? They've had some really bad late game situations. I think Jimmy's arrival has stabilized them in crunch time for various reasons. The free throws, the, you know, his lack of turnovers generally, his low turnover rate, his defensive acumen typically, like, you know, I would say they are a better crunch time team now than they were prior to the trade, but they still have, like, Steph is liable to, you know, whip a pass he shouldn't with 30 seconds on the clock, and Draymond's liable to, you know, make a mistake at times. I mean, how many times over the last 2 years? I mean, name some of the late game issues they've had over the last 2 years, including, by the way, I was reminded last night because Harrison Barnes hit that three. You guys remember the game four against the Kings?
He should have hit it. Same spot,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, well, remember what happened prior to that?
What happened right before?
Steph Curry called a timeout they didn't have.
That's right.
Pulled a Chris Webber.
It was that game.
That's right.
That had a chance to be. Like, if Harrison Barnes hits that three to go up 3-1, that is, like, a legendary late-game issue. Yeah,
that's a great point.
I mean, this team does this sometimes. It's kind of like the give and take of your best players.
Yeah.
And
No, so, like, obviously, Pods, he had a rough game. Like, I thought defensively, specifically in the second quarter, it was really bad. He had a rough game. I'll put him to the side. He's been excellent for quite some time. The last 11 games prior, he was just on fire. Moses Moody, the last 13 games, there's a dip in production, and specifically from shooting beyond the arc. He's shooting under 30% from beyond the arc. He is still moving without the ball. I feel like him and Jimmy, when Jimmy starts backing down guys, there's a connection there. his defense has been okay, but what's going on with the three ball shot right now? It's just not falling for him. And if he's going to be a part of these lineups, they need him to start hitting.
Yeah, he's cold at a bad time, but, you know, the worst time to be cold is the playoffs, right? And, like, you know, it's kind of the modern NBA. Oftentimes that dictates if you move on or if you don't. I covered the Mavericks Thunder series last year. I think the stars all played pretty well in that series. Derrick Jones Jr. and P.J. Washington hit shots. Lou Dort didn't hit shots. Aaron Wiggins didn't hit shots. Cason Wallace didn't hit shots. Thunder lost that series. They're probably facing the same type of scenario this year. They need their others to hit shots. The Lakers are going to need Rui Hachimura to hit shots. They're going to need Dorian Finney-Smith to hit shots. Well, this is the Warriors' version of that. They need Pajemski and Moses Moody to hit threes. If they go 6-22 combined last night, the offense is worse because we just know modern defenses are going to funnel the basketball to them. They're going to have to give up Moses Moody threes and Pajemski threes, and their percentages on it cumulatively, you know, very likely could dictate whether they move on to the next round or not. Move on, can get through the play and whatever, however you want to say it. But, you know, I don't have some diagnosis, some shot doctor diagnosis on, you know, why Moody's been struggling lately. I just know that they need him not to miss shots in the playoffs.
Well, and then I guess that brings me to Quentin Post. What's going on with his health status? Because, boy, I feel like they miss his stretch shooting, specifically in the start of second and fourth quarters with the Butler-Draymond combo out there. It feels like they just need a stretch shooter out there.
Yeah, because that's non-Curry minutes, and, like, you know, their spacing, they have a cheat code spacing-wise, right, with Steph on the floor. It allows them to play some of these, like, non-shooting units around him. But when he's off the floor, if you then still are going to non-shooting units in 2025, you're in trouble. I agree with you. That was a problem last night, minus 16 in the Curry minutes. As far as your post update, he was on the bench last night. He's been sick recently. I think they just wanted to give him an extra day. I'd expect him to play Friday in Portland.
They need him. On Gary Payton, on that knee inflammation, nothing to see here, concern?
I mean, nothing to see in the sense of, like, they're not saying or acting like it's anything long-term, but, you know, it's like he plays kind of Tasmanian devil style, right? I mean, like, it's what makes him great. It's what makes him such a defensive ace in these small spurts, but it's a little tough on the body. He's on the wrong, you know, he's past 30 years old now. So I think some of it is just like maintenance, trying to make sure they preserve Gary Payton for the games that matter. But, you know, he tends to get beat up because he's flying around the court, you know, to such a degree.
Talking to Anthony Slater, Warriors insider for The Athletic, on our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider here, courtesy of the River Islands guest lines, the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky. And Anthony, that loss yesterday is concerning to me on a couple different levels. I hear you when you say, hey, if you went out, you know, Grizzlies going 3-0, it's a tall task.
Clippers scare me.
Clippers scare,
me.
But you said it too, like, hey, 7-8, yeah, it sucks in the grand scheme of things, but you win one game, you're playing the Rockets, you're not hating that matchup. I hear you on that. But I go back to yesterday's game and the blueprint here, and you could give me some rope. Like 37 minutes for Steph, 38 minutes for Jimmy Butler, 33 for Draymond Green. Like, are we not looking enough into the fatigue factor, that being the ultimate decider if this team could really win 1, 2, 3, or hell, 4 series? Is that really what it's going to be? I hear you on Pods, Moody, and Kuminga. But the old guys and their legs, you know, staying together. I think that was what I was watching yesterday. It's like, man, Spurs just look the fresh, the tenacious, both teams on the back end of a back-to-back. Like, is that going to be the deciding factor? Is that the age with these big three?
Yeah, I mean, probably. But, you know, the playoffs tend to, well, first of all, your games are spaced out. You'll never play a back-to-back.
Correct.
In the playoffs.
That was the last one. That was the last back-to-back. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You might get this week off. That was why it was so key. That's why, you know, avoiding the play-in. That's one of the many reasons you want to avoid the play-in, is getting the week off to refresh the legs up. If you can, you know, the thing they don't want to do in the playoffs, and this is looking way ahead of ourselves here, but, like, you know, go through long, like, 7-game series leading into another 7-game series, right? Get stuff done quickly. That's what tends to keep older teams fresher. If you can get 4 or 5 days off between series, the first round is going to be spaced out, especially because the Warriors are such a TV team that they're probably going to want to put game 1 and game 4 on, you know, ABC Saturday night and then the next Sunday, you know, afternoon, whatever. So I think that's less of an issue in the playoffs. But sure, I mean, like, we've seen it even when they were fresher and younger at the end of the 73 win season, when they were all like really in the middle of their primes, like, fatigue was a factor. So yeah, the older they get, the more minutes they have to play, you know, the thinner their bench looks, then yeah, that's going to be an issue.
How does this play out? I mean, they're just like,
boy.
I mean, seriously, like, obviously, you can lose to anyone, you know? Sunday against the Clippers. I mean, this team's on a roll. I have not watched the Clippers, though. All I'm
Hottest
doing is
team
box
in basketball,
score watching.
Anthony, six in a row for the Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, and Norman Powell Clippers.
Well, a team that's owned the Warriors.
Yeah, it's been a pretty soft schedule, but I will say, like, Kawhi's looked really good. Harden's had a quietly great, like, potentially all-NBA, like, third teams type season. Zubac, very underrated, huge. Probably one of the most underrated players.
Warriors killer, too.
Yeah, Norm Powell was making, like, an all-star bid early in the season. He's kind of, he's cooled off somewhat because with Kawhi back, he just doesn't have as big a role. But they're good. They're really well coached, right? It's a Ty Lue team. You know he's going to have a good defensive game plan against Steph. Zubac really walls off the rim. You know, he's not Anthony Davis, but he kind of provides that, you know, issue for the Warriors down low. So it is a bad matchup for them. The one thing I will say, like, what happens over the next few days could really dictate a lot of things in the West, including the Clippers' motivation level on Sunday. I believe if the Clippers beat the Kings Friday, they don't, like, they're a top six seed, and they may want to manipulate their seedings. They may not want to win. They may want to get their guys rest. I mean, I don't know how motivated they'll be to play Sunday. So whatever happens over the next three games all across the country, I think will decide how much Sunday matters to both teams. So we just don't know that answer yet.
Anthony, you know, it's so funny, like, the reaction from people, when it comes to certain players, you know, like, Guy Santos had a bad game yesterday. I thought he couldn't guard anyone. But I like Guy, but he's a ninth man or a tenth man. The guy who's the polarizing one, not TJD, who got dusted off and has actually been okay in his small stints, it's John the Kuminga. And I thought yesterday JK was good. He had a couple of plays where he went to the lane and got stripped. But I thought overall he made a couple of really nice pocket passes, one to Guy, one to Looney. Both guys got a finish in the lane. I thought he had a really nice dunk. Why is he so freaking controversial to the fan base after games where it feels like he played like 2 minutes in the fourth quarter? I don't know why their takeaway is John the Kuminga sucks or John the Kuminga needs to play more or whatever. Why is he so polarizing? It's kind of baffling to me.
Yeah, lottery pick, high-level talent, you know, wants a big contract. To me, seems like the pivot point of the summer and the future and figuring out what you do or don't have. There's been moments and long stretches where he's looked like a potential, you know, future real centerpiece. There's been times where, you know, his issues, particularly fitting into the Warrior style, has made it look like, man, will it ever work here? I get it, right? Like, his future is a lot more significant than Guy Santos' future. Guy Santos is on a minimum deal, non-guaranteed. Same with, like, Quentin Post or, you know, some of the other guys. Like, it's part of why I think they need to figure out what they do or don't have in Jonathan Kuminga. You know, 18 minutes feels light once again, but, you know, it just seems like Steve Kerr in these certain lineups isn't seeming to trust him. And, you know, particularly,
I know. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Do you
agree? Not really.
Okay. Why?
I will say, I get the fit issues, right? Like him, Butler, and Draymond. The metrics will tell you those lineups haven't been good, and we all know just like the way defense is played and sag off, the spacing issues. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like I have to repeat myself, not just to you guys, but on every single thing I do. I just think Kuminga lifts their ceiling. I think if they really, truly want to contend, they need to find a way to better maximize the higher level talent they have on the roster, and he's the higher level talent. We saw it in the Lakers game. We've seen it in Houston games. I thought he should have, you know, 19 minutes against a Houston team that he's historically played well against, particularly how his athleticism plays up against them. Just surprised he didn't play that much. But again, like, Steve Kerr has a specific way he's trying to win, and Kuminga, like, you know, he is certainly, we know, not a perfect fit into their style. And I just think with the way they've been winning with Jimmy Butler, Steve's kind of, and so not gone away from Kuminga because he's still, you know, he's still the seventh, eighth man. But we'll see. I mean, like, the other thing is, like, the playoffs tend to, like, Moses Moody has entered the last several playoffs out of the rotation. And by the end of the series, they've thought, you know, he needs to get in those series. I think there's a very decent chance. Maybe Kuminga is still 18 minutes in game one of a series against the Rockets. But if they're down 2-1 and Kuminga's played well in his minutes, he could be at 30 minutes by the end of that series or not. Like, to me, the playoffs and the matchups will show a lot. But again, to answer your bigger picture question, like, he's a really important part of the future, and they need to decide on him this summer. That's why I think it matters so much.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Chasky, reacting to a 114-111 Spurs win over the Golden State Warriors. Two more games to go in this regular season, and will they be a play-in or a playoff team? Well, right now, if the season ended, they would be a play-in team. Need to win out and hope that the Grizzlies lose one of their next three games. Will that happen tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves? So how does this shake out, Anthony? The ideal scenario for Anthony Slater, if he was, you know, looking at his crystal ball, the ideal scenario for the Warriors, the matchups, the win, whatever, for you, what do you think the Warriors should want in these next couple days and how things could shake out this time? Before we talk to you next week, how things should look for them heading into this final stretch, the ideal scenario?
Yeah, I mean, I think they just need to win their final two, and then, I mean, we could debate whether would you rather have the Lakers in a 3-6, which didn't look like a horrible matchup for them last time we saw them win in crypto, but, you know, I would, yeah, they could still, there's an outside chance they could get four if, like, the other teams around them, like, lose over the next few days, and they go 2-0, and then, you know, do you want, like, the Nuggets in a 4-5? Do you want the Clippers in a 4-5? I don't know that that's better than the Lakers, but to me, ideal scenario is just avoid the play-in, obviously. What would I like? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I want the media circus of a Lakers-Warriors first-round series, but that's just selfishly. Like, I don't know that I want to cover that right away in the first round.
Come on, Slates. You're built for this. Come on.
I championship love play-ins. Give me some play-in action. I'll go to the Kings 9-10 play-in, and then I'll go to the Warriors Wolves 7-8 play-in, Northern California. It'll be the California Classic, like, every year, the play-in. And then if they win that, I kind of wouldn't mind. Like, Warriors-Rockets seems kind of like a fun series to me.
Can I sell you real quick, Anthony? Can I sell you on the Warriors being a play-in team, losing to the T-Wolves, and then hosting Klay Thompson and Anthony Davis at Shea Center for a chance to play the Thunder? What about that? That's kind of sexy,
that's
right?
That is very interesting. That would be quite a Friday night in Shea Center. And honestly, even if it was the Kings, that would be something, right? Again, another Kings-Warriors elimination game. And like you said, winner, you know, 36 hours later has to go into Oklahoma City for game one. That would, like you said, that would be dramatic. That would be fun to write about and talk about. I don't know that that is what the Warriors should want to do, though.
Definitely don't want to do that. Hey, Anthony, good stuff, man. We really appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. And just get ready for that Lakers-Warriors first-round series. I think that's what's going to happen, and we'll wait and see, and we'll talk to you next week about it. Thanks, man.
All right, fellas.
There he goes. That's Anthony Slater, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line Warriors Insider for The Athletic. And if you missed any of that, find it on our free Odyssey app or on YouTube. We have all of our interviews there. Good stuff from Anthony Slater. You see, again, Anthony Slater, very chill guy, nonchalant. He's not going to take any of these losses personally because he's not a fan. But he was like, you know what? It's not the worst thing. Hey, they lost to the Spurs. It's a bad loss. If they have to play in the play-in game, so be it. And he covers the team, and that's probably how they're feeling. They want to be in the playoff scenario. But he did say something interesting there about, you know, you could possibly be the 4 seed, but you might have a worse matchup at home if it's against the Clippers
after
and Nuggets.
After that loss, I'm not allowing us to even discuss the 4 seed.
Real quick, but if they were the 4 seed, they get the home court, but you're playing the Clippers in that scenario. Would you rather not have home court and go to the Lakers? See, I don't think I'm buying that. Be like the road team in that scenario. I know you just beat them the regular season. I don't know if I'm buying that.
So, the late great Diane Chasky would say this famous line, beggars can't be choosers.
Oh, and did she come up with that? Was that a Diane original?
She would say it all the time to me. Yeah. And in this situation, the Warriors are the beggars because of the circumstance they've put themselves in. So let's qualify for the playoffs and the top six spots before we start worrying about what matchup we desire the most.
Is that, does that seem...
That's a penny-wise, pound-foolish thing to discuss.
Is that arrogance right there?
It's not even arrogance. I just think it's like, come on, we accept the reality of where you're at.
Well, Chuck in San Francisco has an interesting line of thought here, 888-957-9570. Thanks for hanging on tight. Chuck in SF, I'm reading the description here. The Warriors should do what the next couple games?
Well, I was struck by what Steve Kerr said last night about they're already in the playoffs. So the paramount thing here is to get the big three some rest.
Real quick, Chuck. They're in the postseason. They are not in the playoffs. There's a difference between the playoffs and the play-in scenario. Postseason, yes. Playoffs, not yet. Continue.
Okay. Well, all right, technicality. But I think the main thing here is to get the big three some rest so they could take a week off now, be fresh for that single game, and move on. The scenario could be that they don't get any rest and they are in the playoffs or in the play-in. So the better scenario is to get them a week's rest before any of this.
So let me get this straight. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this properly because this is the video game player in me. You say just rest everyone, lose to the Blazers, or just whatever happens, happens. And then whatever happens, happens on Sunday. And then just get ready for the play-in game.
That is correct. But they could. They could possibly even get 2 weeks rest if they win the next two games without the big three. I mean, it is possible, right? So, you know, especially the scenario that Slater put out there that maybe the Clippers rest their guys, right, on Sunday. So maybe they don't need the big three. So I'm just saying, guarantee a week's rest for the big three and then see what happens.
That's Chuck in San Francisco. He says, whatever, play in, I don't care. Let's just rest all the guys right now. And by the way, so just going to the schedule.
2 weeks of rest.
Well, it's April 15th is the 7th versus 8th seeded game on TNT. That's going to be on next Tuesday.
Okay, so next Tuesday.
So we'd have today off. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 days off right there.
So it'll go Tuesday, and if you lose, you play Thursday.
Correct. You play on, April 18th. So you'd play the Friday, actually.
Okay.
So you have 2 days off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two days.
I would prefer to not have to go through that exercise. And I understand the needle he's trying to thread, but I'm good.
You're good off that?
I'm good.
Well, these are all playoff games right now, and that's why it was so frustrating losing that one yesterday, because all your old guys played heavy minutes in that, and you're going to need them again. Going up against the Blazers tomorrow, the Fighting Chaunceys, we laugh about it, but you know what?
No, Scoot but Henderson and them boys. I just got a text that came in.
Uh-oh.
I mean, while we're at it, let's just tank for Cooper Flagg. I mean, that's
out of
funny.
The sweepstakes there, I believe. They are a postseason
team. That's funny.
Team.
That's pretty
Cooper
funny.
Flagg. Well, poop for Coop is too late for that. Although they pooped their pants last night in those final minutes, that's for sure.
I don't like saying that word on air.
You say constipated all the time.
It's a different word.
We know what it means. Steve Kerr, on the team losing that 12-point lead late.
You know, to lose a 12-point lead to start the quarter at home, that's tough. Give the Spurs credit. They played a great, great game. You know, Harrison has been hot for a couple weeks, and, you know, even the shots he missed tonight were halfway down. He hit just an incredible shot to win the game. So we try to pick up the pieces from this and get right back at it tomorrow, you know, or Friday, I guess, in Portland. We'll look at the tape, see where we can get better, and that's what we're going
to
do.
It always comes down to Portland.
Look at the tape.
Always, every year it comes down to a game in Portland, doesn't it?
But they always win it, right? So like they'll probably win tomorrow. Like, but that's what you heard from Slater. Like the audacity to say, yeah, you know, the Warriors will probably win these next two games, and the Grizzlies will probably lose one of these. Well, they probably should have won yesterday, right? They didn't. So I get it. There's no more back to backs. And that's baked into the equation. But I'm not giving this team the benefit of the doubt anymore. I'm not. Have they, like at a point I think we were at, like, the last couple weeks, oh, they've earned the benefit of the doubt in the Jimmy Butler era. I'm not giving this team. That was still the Warriors yesterday in that loss. Even with Jimmy Butler, that was a Warriors loss that I've seen the last couple years a lot.
My take from yesterday could not have aged
poorly. You mean this one?
More quickly.
I don't just believe.
I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm
Whoa.
Dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
I believed it.
No, he's full of BS. You know what? I don't want to even get clipped online. Right after he said that, Sam, make sure that goes up online. He absolutely did that.
I said, make sure the Western Conference Finals one gets clipped online because I don't want the championship one getting clipped. And here's the best part. I get to softball last night, and there was all the young guys. Yeah, I see my boy Dom talking. He goes, dude, I saw that reel. I'm like, reel? He's like, yeah, the one from 95-7 The Game. I totally agree with you. They're up 12, by the way, at that time. We're all watching the game in the dugout. The Warriors are up 12 in the third quarter. He said, totally agree. They're going to win the title this year.
And then they lost.
And then they lost that game.
We might not even make the play-in. We're going to lose the play-in game.
And I'm like, I don't even think we're going to make the playoffs.
Again, that's
the pendulum.
I hate that I have to do that, by the way. We just had our last caller.
You don't.
Chuck, no. I hate that we have to say postseason they qualified for. It used to just be the playoffs. Like, there is a part of me in this. Like, I love the play-in because it adds drama.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't even have to worry about it if they just had the regular playoffs. It'd be like, actually, it'd be fun to talk about. Whoa, they could have the Thunder. They could have the Rockets. They could have the Lakers. Like, that would be fun, right? Because I look at the West, and while the play-ins worked in the Western Conference, I look at the East, and outside of that, like, miracle run from the Jimmy Butler Heat, like, the play-in, like, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. The Heat and the Bulls, 36-44 versus 37-43. What are we doing?
If the Warriors somehow end up in a 7-8 game, I'm going to come walking in like the TNT crew. I'm going to come in the fishing pole outfit with the fishing vest, and I'm just going to get ready for Cancun.
The hat? Cancun, Cabo, doesn't matter. White Lotus, season 5. Season 4, whatever.
Not good.
Doug in Berkeley is tired of the turnovers. I want to hear about
it, Doug. I am so with him.
Doug, good morning.
Horrible turnovers.
What a bad loss yesterday, Doug.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to start out by saying I am a Warriors fan. I've always been a Warriors fan. I'm a big Warriors fan. But, man, I am so tired of these turnovers. Even during the heyday, the good days of the Kerr era, I'd like to know if there's a statistic for players who've been in the league for 10 years or more, or you can say 5 years or more, which guards lead in turnovers in general, and number two, in turnovers in the fourth quarter. Because I'm thinking of Magic Johnson and Steve Nash and, you know, some of the other great guards. And, you know, you can even call Draymond kind of a guard. And I just don't think those guys made as many turnovers as our guys do in crucial moments in the fourth quarter. I hope we make the playoffs. I may have to be satisfied with the play in. And it's like Dibs would say, a rationalization sensation for me this morning.
That's a box.
So do you know who the all-time leading Golden State Warrior turnover guy is?
Gone. That's Doug and Berkeley.
Steph Curry.
It is Steph.
Well, by over 1,000.
But also, like, they handle the ball the most, so, like, I hear you. But
I'm going to look up Lakers.
Since 2014-15, it's probably LeBron. Since 2014-15, our all-time Laker?
Yeah.
Probably Magic?
I'm going to look it up.
Or, well, Kobe played for, like, 20 years, so maybe, and Magic's career's cut short.
I'm just looking it up. Oh, wow.
Is it?
Kobe 1, Magic 2, Kareem 3, Worthy 4.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.